Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, the Warriors split the road trip, going 1-1, a win in Phoenix, a loss here in L.A., losing tonight 105-99. They fall back to three games above 500, 28-25. And that's where we start tonight with the threes. Warriors were not making threes tonight. 14 of 51, 27.5%. Some of that was L.A.'s defense. Some of that, the Warriors were just not hitting shots. They had open shots at the beginning of the game in the first quarter that the Warriors simply got off to a horrid beginning from beyond the arc and never really got it going after that. Warriors opened the game 1 of 9 from three. And at the end of the first quarter, they were 2 of 17, finishing 14 of 51. And that's just not going to get it done. I thought the defensive attention, the detail wasn't there at times, especially in the third quarter where they surrendered 38 points. In the first half, we saw the Warriors run at Jared Vanderbilt in the three-point corner. And you can't do that. He's a 28% three-point shooter. If he makes a couple, you got to live with that. But he was able to make plays off of those defensive miscues, and it got the Lakers going a little bit. They did not recognize, you know, Rui Hachimura. If you're guarding him, he lives at the three-point line, and he's really good at it. And so I thought their KYP tonight wasn't as good as it's been in recent days, again, especially in that third quarter. But give the Lakers credit. They ran some really good stuff tonight, had a couple of really nice plays and action for Luke Kennard, who's really going to help them. And the word is that they're not going to have Kennard just, you know, take his normal amount of threes, which is three a game. They're bringing him in to shoot a bunch of threes. And in his first game down here, he was 2 of 4. I think they'd like to see him take even more as the season progresses. And again, it's really what this team needs is shooting that can space the floor. The last part about this game I thought was important and a key in this game was that the Lakers have LeBron James and Austin Reeves. Warriors are missing Jimmy Butler, Kristaps Porzingis, Stephen Curry. They don't have guys that are playmakers in that regard. And tonight, LeBron James, 20 points, but he had 10 assists with 7 rebounds. He did have 7 turnovers. Lakers had 23 turnovers, and the Warriors did not take advantage of that. And then Reeves off the bench in 24 minutes, 16 points, and 8 assists. You know, so I think that was a big difference in the game, that they had a couple of guys that can make plays for others. And they got 4 assists out of Marcus Smart as well. And a real difference in the game. 105-99, again, the final. Warriors overall get a great performance out of Moses Moody in 39 minutes. He was 8 of 17, 5 of 14 beyond the arc, 25 points, 15 for Gui Santos. He continues his real solid play, the best stretch of his career, to be honest. 6 straight games of 10 points or more. He had 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and overcame what might have been his worst half of the year. He had a total of 4 fouls in 7 minutes, didn't score in the first half, had only 3 rebounds and no assists. So in the second half, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal for Gui Santos. Just, again, another job well done for him. And the medical staff for the Warriors had a lot to do with that. They were really good with him. And about a year later, Otto Porter's on another team, and he's out of the league. So I think there's a, you know, again, I think it's a good move by the Warriors in that regard. They have the kind of medical people that can really help in particular situations. And, you know, I'm a Rick Celebrini believer. Trust me on that one.